Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's another one, by the way. Remember when they used to do the big spin on channel 4,832?
Yep.
And you could watch the numbers for the weekly lottery come up?
You still can.
I mean, but not for Powerball, can you?
Yeah.
You could watch Powerball?
Probably online, but it used to be like a show, like a TV show.
Right, it used
and the
to be
other
a show.
Was, remember the big spin?
The big spin, yeah. Yes, absolutely. But Powerball, how do I know that they don't just get all the tickets and they're like, cool, nobody's got 16, 17, 28, so just boop there. Sorry, put it online. Those are the numbers.
Yeah.
Well, next week it's up to 700 million.
And so they get more people to pump the money in.
But we trust it.
A lot of things we trust. I like that. The things that we trust.
Yeah.
Podcast in there for sure.
No information whatsoever.
Right.
And the things we obey. I saw a comedy sketch recently about the Costco receipt people.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, I've watched people run out of a grocery store. I've watched
that many times.
Who hasn't watched that? Somebody does a grab and go. Nobody challenges the Costco receipt person.
No.
Have you ever seen?
They've got a pen in their hand. They've got a pen, and they're going to look over your basket, and they're going to draw a line through it. And then it's like, oh, now I can go?
We just get in line. I'm
always.
Like, I can get in line to see the Costco receipt person.
I need Mildred to put that pen to my receipt.
And their job's amazing. I bag stuff up, and then they'll still look at the cart like,
Yeah.
Yes, you're good.
Okay.
I'm like, you can see two things. I bought 40 things. You can see the two things that are on the top of the bag. And line, and go.
And go.
What are we all doing? This is a stupid process.
It's not like they're checking, okay, Downy fabric softener, check. Okay, 72 rolls of toilet paper, check.
Ding.
No, they just kind of count.
Yeah, they're like, whatever, here you go.
It says 18 items. I'm looking for booze. Does he have booze? You can go.
I think they're profiling us. Hey, you look nice. Just go. Go.
Where's my pen?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Akil. Is next up. Susan City. Hey, what's up, Akil?
Hey, what's going on, General? How you doing? Yeah, I got a solution for that NBA dilemma. But first of all, just a quick aside that I want to add about that CeeDee Lamb and situation.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got two young, virile, superstar athletes playing for one of the most visible franchises in the world. And you're going to bring these dudes to Vegas for the weekend, and the game is on Monday night. And you expect them to not be out all night. The game is at 5:30 at night, and you're going to set a curfew? Hey, Man, good luck with that one, because that's just like putting a raw tomahawk steak in front of a full-grown crocodile. You just expecting them not to bite.
Yep.
You lost that battle, right?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they weren't the only two, Akil. That's what I'm going to say.
Exactly. Of course they're not going to suspend them for the whole game. Okay, we did something. We sat them out for 5 plays. Okay, good. Yeah, okay.
Anyway,
okay. They lost that battle anyway.
No doubt.
Yeah, so this whole NBA load management stuff, I am so done with this. I mean, as a Joe Schmo type of guy who works hard for his money, imagine I'm buying this 4-game package that's marketed to me with the pictures of Wembanyama and Steph Curry coming to your town. So you're paying this premium for these 4 package ticket prices, and you go to the game and they're not playing. I mean, how ticked off am I going to be, right? So, of course, they can add either, you know, a few days in front of the schedule or in a few days after the schedule. So, but that would just be to reduce the number of backlash. They're not going to totally eliminate that. I get it. But here's the solution. You go ahead and add an extra roster spot for these teams. The NBA needs to send out a memo saying, hey, if there's 13 active players on game day, there'll now be 14 active players on game day. And that would, the trade-off for that for these teams would be that on back-to-backs, your star player has to play half the game. I mean, what's the stop a guy? Okay, you played 32 minutes the night before. You can't give me 24 minutes of the next game back-to-back. Why not?
Well, right? the problem with it, Akil, I mean, it's a really, I get the idea, but two things on that. And thanks for the call, man. That was fun. But A, if you expand the rosters, I think you're actually encouraging even more to sit because I've got more people I can turn to
and
now.
You're adding 30 basketball players who aren't normally good enough to be in the association anyway.
Right.
And so now you're going to play with a lesser caliber talent.
And then the second part of your point, I just think, like, I get the concept and the feeling, but anytime you get to the trade-off is you have to stop. It's not going to work. You can't have to, the players. You just can't. Like, some of them are actually super-duper hurt. What am I going to do? Tell Jason Tatum? No, you have to play on the back. You've got to give me 20 minutes.
And that's why the guaranteed contract part of it won't work.
Exactly.
In the NBA.
You're just not, going to force this. You have to. I feel like we got to get rid of, because the anger is justified, but it's unproductive. So the fan has every right to feel duped. I bought tickets.
Yeah.
You're not playing. That's a problem, and that's fair. But I don't think that it's productive to then take that frustration and like try to return it and start forcing it. We have to listen to what the NBA is telling us, and I would say encourage changes that then encourage people to be able to really feel like they are able to give their all and play in all or most of the games.
Most of the games. And it's not ever going to be all the games.
No.
And I'm using 1975 as a comp just because of the big reunion coming up tomorrow. That year, you had 29 players play 82 or more games. Last year, you had 11. 11 players in the association played every game. And so, these guys back then, too, were playing 40-plus minutes a night. But you didn't know back then that, hey, a night off might give you a little bit of a freshening to where you'll be better in a couple nights. You just played because that's what you did.
Right. Because that's what you did.
One of those guys who played all 82, by the way, friend of the morning show or the midday show, Clifford Ray.
Clifford Ray, which again, go listen to it. If you missed it earlier today, Odyssey app, YouTube, it was something different. It was really good. Okay, we got some time for calls for sure, but also coming up in 20 minutes, the pick. Okay, Dibs is ready for Thursday Night Football. Kyle Juszczyk is going to join us in about a half hour. John Feliciano next hour. So we'll be getting into plenty of Niners and football as well. We're sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, as you know. Cheer them on, your Dubs, with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's Willard and Dibs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bay Area, it's Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you'll never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
Why do I feel like 40% of the audience just got triggered?
Why?
I'm just asking you.
You never will know when he'll appear. You have an idea.
Kiss the kid.
Valk season.
General statement. I don't like.
Pajowski.
No, it's not. I don't like Pajowski.
Dominski.
Rankin.
Something about.
Brandon Kajemski.
Everything having to do with JK and Pods is just. Everybody gets just like. You mention their names and people's shoulders get tight. It's happening in my own home.
Okay.
My son, my 18-year-old son. Do you want to know the text that I got last night?
Can I just speak to your children briefly on the radio?
Do it. They're not listening.
I'm going to use my Willard voice.
All right.
Calm down. It's 17 games into the year. They're fine. JK's got bad knees, and Pods is searching a little bit.
What time did the game start last night?
Oh, boy.
4:30?
Something like that.
4:30 game, right?
Yeah, we were out of here at 4.
4:30
yeah.
game. All right. 5:06.
Okay.
5:06. I get a text from my son.
Big or little?
Big.
He's a stretch 5.
Little guy would never think this way.
Okay.
Not cynical enough yet.
Ah, there you go.
Big guy. loving the sneak peek of what a pods-led franchise would look like. 4 points in 7 minutes.
Okay. That must have been after the first quarter.
Who the hell's talking about a pods-led franchise? Before you answer.
He is.
Exactly. Exactly.
They were down 20-4 in that game.
Brandon, like.
They outscored the Heat 92-90 the rest of the way.
Brankin Jemski is never going to lead this franchise. So relax. He's yet another athlete.
Did you respond to your son with this very diatribe?
I waited until the Warriors tied the game and I just wrote, coming back.
They were down 20-4.
Right.
Yikes.
But then they took the lead. The baby gazelle, like whatever.
They took the lead, yeah.
Just, I don't know why. Why do these two guys trigger everybody so much?
I don't know. I mean, I guess they don't trigger me because I understand 82 games and Pods is going to have good games. He already has.
Yeah.
JK is going to have great games.
He has.
He's had a small handful and they're also going to struggle. And if you looked at yesterday's game on the winnable meter, the winometer, that thing was a 2 out of 10 as far as how winnable was that game. And I told you that at the start of the year. Game 6 of a 6-game trip, the last game of a long road trip is always going to be low on the winometer.
General statement about all sports. I don't care what team and what sport. If I take your 5 best players off, you're probably going to lose. Probably.
Niners-Rams. I don't know if they took away all 5. No Kittle. No Brock Purdy. No Bosa.
Fred played,
okay.
That's definitely one of your 5 best players. McCaffrey played.
Yep. You get my point.
And I used the word probably.
Right.
I didn't say definitely, but if I take your 5 best, like what? In other words, why on earth would you come out of last night's game with any takes? I've none. That's not the Warriors.
No.
There's a bunch of little babies running around.
My only take was that, and I said this during the crossover, because Goo likes to talk about the others, and he's right. Last night, the others had to be the big brothers, and they're not ready to do that and be successful on a regular basis. And I'll just give you this one, Mark, because I'm in a good mood. Sunday, December 7th at Chicago, probably going to be a loss. It's a scheduled loss. They play the second here against OKC.
Yep.
Late night game. I won't say what channel it's on. Then they play the 4th at Philly, the 6th at Cleveland, and then the 7th at Chicago. That is 4 games in 4 cities in 6 nights.
Yep.
That last game, that's going to be a tough one.
Probably.
It's probably going to be a sit and spin for the Warriors.
We'll let everybody, I'm going to just give everybody a dibs take now that you're going to listen to a bunch next week. The Niners are going to lose in Cleveland. You've been saying it for 3 months.
Right. It's a scheduled loss.
Well,
they're allowed to win it.
Yes.
And they're going to be favored.
Correct.
But that is a brutal spot. Game 13, short week.
Short week, no bye.
Tough conditions and a nasty defense.
Yeah. All those things are true.
Right. They're the last group of teams to get a bye.
And I'm not going to say anything about Shedeur Sanders until we see what he looks like with a week of preparation.
Oh, yeah. I actually said earlier in this building about how I'm going to start him on my fantasy team.
Oh.
And somebody said, don't do that. Like, really, don't do that. I might.
Don't do that. Again.
Thanks, 1-10.
Well, I'm just going to, like, let's reserve judgment.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you, in a vacuum, if you didn't get to see what last week looked like,
it wasn't pretty.
It was not pretty.
But now they've got the game plan for him.
I also want to tell you something. I see the small sample, but I see something in Shedeur that reminds me of Trey Lance.
Mm.
Want to know what it is? Want to take a guess at what it is?
He's really good at running the ball, but not super good at throwing it.
Mm-mm. It's actually sort of the opposite of that.
He can spin it, but he's afraid to run it?
He's not as fast as you think he is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's not as fast as you think he is. He can move. He can move. But what somebody looks like moving in college and then you put it in the pros, sometimes you're like, oh, not that fast. He can move. Trey Lance can move. Not that fast.
Yeah.
So there's no Lamar.
And Kyler Murray.
There's no Kyler. There's not even a Jaden. There's not even a Mariota. Like, it's, they're not that fast. So you're just kind of like mobile. I would love to see Shadur, how you think Shadur moves compared to Brock Purdy. I bet that's pretty similar. And so Shadur can move because Brock can move. I'm not saying he can't run the ball. I'm just saying it's not like this. It's not the weapon that I think people think it is.
Right. It's because the name. We all think that he's going to be like daddy, like 100%. Prime time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. I should probably see it for a week first before I go ahead and start him.
All right. We have football things to update. And word on the street, there's a drumbeat around this idea, is that Kyle Juszczyk might be maybe a little bit after 445.
Okay.
But it might create an opportunity for us. There's a discussion going on. No, no, yes, no. What, Lucas? Speak.
Feliciano was on a flight to L.A., and it turns out that flight got delayed.
Oh, okay.
So he's looking at tomorrow.
That's fine. That's fine. All right, so John Feliciano just canceled.
Mongo's a no-go.
Thank you. But what we Lucas had a fun idea that now we won't do. No, we'll look to do it another time. He was like, what if, because their guys are going to overlap a little bit. He's like, what if we had Feliciano ask Juice a question?
I don't do much of the reading.
They were teammates. I was like, I love the idea.
Great idea.
Yeah. Let Mongo do the interview. We'll leave.
Mongo and Juice.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But. Yeah. But anyway, so Feliciano just canceled. But we got Juice.
Okay.
And we got a pick. So pick 435, or do you want to go back to normal 450?
Whatever you think.
Well, do a 450 because
there's
a lot
of
people.
Take some of these calls, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people still want to do the NBA load management idea. Tom in Sonoma, you're next up. Hi, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, Willard and Div on 95.7 The Game, my
man.
Yeah,
Tom. Hey, Tom, before you get into your take, you ever go to that B&V whiskey bar out there on the Sonoma Square?
Oh yeah.
That's my spot, Tom.
I'm a local in downtown Sonoma, man.
You need to go there more often and look for me and the lovely Christy because we're always there. It's a favorite place in the whole damn bay.
That, man.
All right.
So hey, this is my take. We got to get rid of the back to backs completely. I feel they cause most injuries, and all the coaches rest their players. My second take is, if you're the best team, you should get the hardest schedule. If you're the worst team, you get the easiest schedule, and it works its way down. What a concept. Okay, guys, I got to say one thing about last night. I watched that game, and all I can say is that's a preview to us rebuilding. Last night's game was 22 turnovers with 31 points. We are the worst. We're the third worst team in the NBA for turnovers. I am sick and tired of turnovers and dumb fouls. If I was Steve Kerr, I'd be losing my marbles, man.
Cause he is.
I know he preaches to them every day for a dynasty, and it's driving me crazy, man. What do you guys think?
Well, Tom, so first of all, I think the turnover thing is driving everybody nuts, and that's completely fair.
Third in the association in TPG, turnovers per game.
I think Steve has been yelling about it. I think Jimmy Butler's been yelling about it. That's why he barked at Buddy Hield the other night. I think all of those things are true, and that's accurate. The other thing, though, that you said is kind of what caught my ear, and I don't know if this reassures everybody. I'm going to try. The Warriors are not dumb. They don't think that the group you saw last night is their future. That's not like the Warriors. If you watched that game and went, well, as soon as Steph retires, this is us. The Warriors, whether that's 2 years from now, 3 years from now, whatever it is, the Warriors are not going to get caught with their pants down in that sort of a way. Nobody is sitting in the back rooms going, man, like as soon as Steph's gone, we're going to have Pods and Quentin Post. Better get ready to boogie. That's not their plan. Joe Lacob is a huge game hunter and will continue. And so I don't know how successful.
Well, he can try.
Right. He may be unsuccessful in who he wants to get, but I feel like some fans think that they think that that is the future team.
Well,
that's not the future
team. The reality of life in the NBA is after you have a dynastic run or a successful run, a long run of greatness, you almost always, without exception, have to take that step back, and it's usually 4 to 6 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's almost happened every time. San Antonio was the one example because they got fortunate in the lottery. They got Tim Duncan, and he turned out to be even better than David Robinson. So he bridged the end of a David Robinson through him, and then they got Kawhi, and that gave him another title. So they did it. They got very fortunate, but they also drafted really, really well. And so, so far, the Warriors haven't done it that way just yet.
Right, right. You know, they haven't had to.
Well,
Joe Lacob's...
You had the number 7 pick, and right, all right. roads lead back to that man. And if he can be good and you get to keep him, well, then now you do have a real anchor piece going forward.
Maybe.
And it's not Potts.
No, no. Like, that's like... No. I think everybody should
love
just...
Potts.
Just roll your eyes and move on. He thinks he's going to be better than Steph Curry. Okay, buddy. Okay, yeah.
Good.
What's for dinner? You know, like, just don't... It's almost as if people think that the Warriors believed him. You know, and I know Lacob once upon a time thought future all-star, and he said that out loud, and that was a mistake. It was a mistake. But anyway, it doesn't mean he's an unuseful, awful basketball player either. So... I just look at whatever the future is. That's a long time from now.
For sure.
It's in terms of moves and transactions.
I did like a couple things that the caller said. First of all, Warriors have 16 back-to-backs this year. 14 other teams have the same number of back-to-backs.
Good to know.
We're not getting rid of back-to-backs, but I do think that when you start to look at it, they've played 5 of their 16 already. The bad news is your schedule's been brutal early, but the good news is you only have 11 more back-to-backs to go. His other notion of last place schedule I thought was kind of fun, to where if you're Washington.
Sure.
Because now they.
I'm in, just like the NFL does.
But now the way you do the schedule is you have 2 games against the opposing conference, a home and a home. You've got 3 against everyone else in the West, and then 4 against your division, I think. Something like that. And with the NBA Cup now, you throw in a couple of other. Like they played Houston last year 5 times.
Right.
A little bit of an anomaly, but I kind of like that where. And it would. I think prevent some of the tanking a little bit where
maybe I don't know how it helps load management. It's fun.
Yeah. And I don't know how it helps like the gate when you've got New Orleans and Washington 6 times.
A bunch of...
I don't think that either, you know, at the expense of maybe you don't get Giannis, but you get, you know, 3 more games against Washington.
Let's go to Alex in Oakland. Hi Alex, thank you for the call. What are you doing?
Yo, I'm watching my little baby right now.
Okay.
Chilling.
Nice.
So, perfect. My thing is, far as letting the players play, remove the restriction of the enhancing performances that they can take and remove that restriction and let them play. Let them use the stuff that's going to help their bodies perform better, because we want them to do superhuman things being regular like us. Like drinking a cup of coffee. No. Let them use the stuff that's going to make them play better. And far as last night's game, man, if they just stop turning the ball over, they're going to win a lot more games.
Hey, like, Alex.
Let them take
Alex, yeah. You said you're watching the little one right now?
Yeah.
How old's your little one?
She's 3.
3 years old. Okay.
I got a 3-year-old, yeah.
All right, so what if Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese just started rocking PEDs, and so that way the WNBA, right, could be even more athletic. Maybe the ladies could start dunking on every trip down like they do in the NBA, and your little 3-year-old, that's who she's looking up to. Like, is that the message that you want to young fans, which is like, you get to be a star if you inject a bunch of junk into your body?
Honestly, for entertainment's sake, I don't care what they do to their bodies.
Okay.
Long as they make shots and long as they play games, because you can't tell them, you can't have it both ways. This is how fans think. Fans think that they can go and just play all these games without doing anything extra to their bodies like you and I. Try going 6 months without drinking coffee and see what happens to you.
I can't go
it's
6
the
hours.
Same thing. Exactly my point. So we use performance-enhancing things every day. I cannot go one day without drinking a cup of coffee.
Right.
If
but
I do,
I would be wrecked.
Right, but Alex, you're comparing a small amount of caffeine in a cup to something that is much, much more synthetic and dangerous, is how I would respond to that.
But remember, we're complaining that they can't play 82 games. They can't play this many games. They have to rest. Yeah, they're human beings. So if you want those human beings to be the superhuman beings that we think they are, let them take whatever they need to take to play the games.
Yeah,
It does not prevent injury, and I would argue that if you're taking PEDs, PEDs, you are more likely to get an injury because your body's going to be doing things that it naturally normally wouldn't be doing. So I don't think that that's the solution.
No, well, definitely not. I mean, first of all, it's going to happen on some level anyway. Some right. professional athletes are going to do that.
But, and I'm sure some professional athletes, basketball players, are already doing it.
Yeah, exactly. But to just open it up and say that's the solution, to me, feels a little bit too... I get that they're entertainers. To me, you're making them feel a little bit like puppets or gladiators that are just going to go out there and sort of ruin themselves for our enjoyment. I'm just not really in on that.
No, and I do think that if you had a bunch of people across the league doing it, they all would be getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And so I don't think that it would mitigate what we already have, which is people get hurt because already you're overusing your body. And some of these injuries we're seeing that we didn't see a long time ago, it's because of the usage of basketball players as young people and all the rest of it.
No doubt. I mean, I get where he's coming from the idea. Many will say PEDs themselves are not what builds the muscle. PEDs allow for much quicker recovery and allow you to go so much harder. And so from that standpoint, do they prevent injuries? You could make the argument. You could make the opposite argument, too. That PEDs help stretch the muscle in such a way that it's easier for it to snap and break and pull and all of those things. So, but anyway, there's a larger conversation there that I think makes it obviously very preventative. 888-957-9570. How about Mike in Fremont? Hi, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Mike. Rock and roll. Here we go.
So I got two ideas. One's really creative. One's more realistic. The creative one would be if you finished the game prior without making the injury list, like you had to leave middle of the game or at some point, then that automatically makes you available for the next game. You can't like, oh, he hurt himself, but he also finished the game out the night before. Like, if you can finish out the game before, you can start the next one.
How do you legislate that, Mike? How would you? I mean, like,
well, I mean, if you don't leave in the middle of the game with the injury, if you can finish the game and you're still on the healthy report for the game before, then you're available for the game after the next game.
I got some thoughts on that, but go ahead. Yeah,
the creative one.
Go ahead for your second one, Mike.
The other one is keep the back-to-backs, but make back-to-backs home only. So if you play Tuesday, Wednesday night, both games are at home, and then if there are away games, you have a travel day in between. That way you have that chance to travel, and you don't have to get on a plane at 11 p.m., midnight, travel to the next city, wake up early to do a shoot-around and all of that. You have that time to build that rest while you're also traveling.
Mike, thanks. That one is much more interesting. The first one is easily kind of dismissed because of the idea, like, if anybody has ever suffered an injury before, you often know that either A, you can shoot things up or kind of power through.
Right. And then the adrenaline goes down.
And then you wake up the next day and the thing looks like a bowling ball. So, like, the idea that if you finish the game means you're automatically available the next night, that's not feasible.
What if you catch a flu? You know, catch that overnight bug.
Or anything.
Sure.
What if you get hurt after the game? I don't know, but like the other one, back-to-backs can only happen when you're home. My first thought is I'd be interested to see if mathematically it works.
Well,
I'd be interested to see.
Like, we already mentioned it this year. You beat Denver at home in overtime in the best game of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, right. Post-game presser, shower up, get on a plane, get to Portland. Not a long flight, but you got to play the next day. And they were lethargic, and they got motorboated by the Blazers. So that was a back-to-back home and then road. And, yeah, as I mentioned, tied for the most back-to-backs in the league. Actually, fourth in the league in travel mileage this year.
Only fourth.
Fourth, yeah. You've got Orlando, number one. They're going to Europe.
Oh.
They're taking on Memphis.
I see.
In Europe. Memphis is number three. Portland would be the only domestic team that is ahead of the Warriors
in miles. I don't
think
the Warriors are as worried about miles as they are about number of plane flights. Like the number of times they've had to hop a plane to go here, there, all over the place. What was it Steve said? 13 different cities?
Yep. In 29 days.
Yeah.
But and I do think that your idea about stay and plays, where you go to a city, you play them, you have an off day, you play them again, that I think would be great if they continue to increase those. That way it cuts down on one flight right there.
Right. And actually, you know, if there's a way to adopt what Mike just said, eliminate the idea of what the Warriors just did, which is a road back-to-back. I like it. Like, you put that at the end of a trip. If you really think about what the Warriors did last night, think about it for a second. I know nobody wants the crying millionaires. I get it. At the same time, the Warriors are sitting here telling you this is the worst travel that they've seen to start a year. They lead the league in games. They lead the league in back-to-backs. They lead the league in road games, blah, blah, blah. Six-game road trip that goes over a week plus, week and a half period of time. And at the very end of it, you huck them a back-to-back on the road. So you're in this city, and I know it's close by, but then you got to get yourself to that city. You got to go hop a plane flight again at the very end of the week and a half trip. And then we're all shocked and having a four-hour conversation because nobody you've heard of decided to actually play in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's early in the year. I'm looking at the six-game trip in March that has not one but two back-to-backs.
Yeah.
You have a New York-Washington road back-to-back and a Detroit-Atlanta road back-to-back. That's the one.
So Detroit and Atlanta?
Back-to-back. We're going back-to-back.
That's stupid.
So you play Detroit.
That's stupid.
And then you get on a plane, and it's got to be 2 hours or so to Atlanta. And then you get to play the next day.
That's stupid.
That's a crazy one.
All right, Kyle Juszczyk's going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes. Dibs has the pick coming up next as the Bills and Texans are getting ready. Coming up on Monday, Niners and the Panthers. You know where we're going to be. Laughing Monk Brewing, Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock. The food and drink menu there is fantastic. Make sure you come join us. We'd love to say hi. And then, of course, sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. You can park for free at Laughing Monk. Got to sign up for that. Go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats do fill up. 957thegame.com. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dub Nation, it's DeAnthony Melton. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Is that from last year? That had to be from last year.
All the Dibs picks stinks, or they like the picks. They're all from last year.
They didn't do that this year.
No, and he was right last year.
Yeah, which is why you're doing better this year. You didn't have all the bad juju.
Right. Well,
last year you had the bad juju.
I think they handed it to a lot of guys to read, and all of them said, "No, I listen to Willard and Dibs. He's got 16-4 right now. His picks don't stink. How dare you, Whitley Sandretto?
I don't.
Bay Area, it's Keith Santos here. My. Hey, Dibs.
Favorite.
Your picks stink.
I don't think that's how it went. I don't think that, because then they would have been like, "Hey, Dibs, you're hot. You haven't been hot in a while, though."
This is Andrew Wiggins. "Hey, Dibs, your picks are slightly fragrant in a negative way."
He's one of the few that didn't do it last year.
I know.
It. I bet he was asked. He's like,
Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney. "Hey, Dibs, your picks stink."
That one hurts because I love Kevon.
And he gave him a little juice, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of juice, he'll be by probably in, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15, whenever the hell he gets here.
Quick frame of reference on my picks.
Yeah.
And I pick every game in a pool that I am in. And over the last 5 weeks, I believe I'm 36-36.
Wow. Yeah. So you're back.
I'm back to back. Mr. Coin Flip.
Yeah. Whatever the hell was going on early in the season is
hot.
Over.
And what's my overall record, Grandy? I'm sure you have it.
What do we got?
You're just a click away. I know I was, at one point I was 16-4, and it started to be a thing. Like, I mean, holy cow, maybe I should get an 800 number.
You are 29-18 with your win on Monday night against the Cowboys.
13-14 since then, though.
But there's nothing to disrespect with 29-18 at all.
You are 2-5 in your last seven.
Okay. Yeah,
that's disrespectful.
Okay. So that was a Steiny right there.
I will say, though, that so let's see. You won on Monday. You had a good weekend, right?
2-2.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's right.
No, sorry. You're 5-2 in your last seven. I have this sorted by Fade the Dibbers record.
That's right.
So us fading Dibs are 2-5.
You lost the Sunday night game last week.
Lost last Thursday. Won the Niner game. Lost Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what I just asked.
And then
you lost the Sunday night game.
That's correct.
Yeah, you had the Lions. You had the Lions at Philly.
You were 2-2 in your last four.
Okay. So you're just whatever. Let's see if you can we come on right. Get back on track, for crying out loud.
I mean, I'm ready.
Like, this is big. This is the Texans and the Bills. Let's fade the Dibbers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a situation. We are actually sitting here live in the Situation Room right now.
Yeah, we are.
Because there is the possibility of something that's never happened on Fade the Dibbers, which is that Dibs shows up with the pick and at the last minute changes, because that number is like Darren Ruff. It is on the move. It is on the move! This number was 6.5 all day, but somehow someone grabbed 2 points and ran out the door and down the street. It is dropping like a lead weight. and the Bills, suddenly as we approach kickoff, are not 6.5-point favorites, Dibs.
Mm.
They are 4.5-point favorites.
This is crazy.
That's not the Keon Coleman bounce. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Now, Fidarian Mathis is out.
It was crazy.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And keep going.
Whatever. Anyway, the Bills, now down to only 4.5. They are still a road favorite, which means the Texans are a... Maybe they did a home dog.
Yep.
We need more dogs, and here we go. Dibs?
This is an interesting one because I'm looking at the line, and it opened at 3.5, and it climbed. I saw it as high as 6. It might have ballooned more than that, and now it's down to 4.5 without any real dramatic injury news. Davis Mills has never won 3 consecutive games as a starter, and he's riding a 2-game win streak. The Buffalo offense is kind of a head-scratcher. I've got Shakir on my fantasy team, and some games he goes off, some games he gets one catch for minus 1 yard. The one constant, though, is Josh Allen. And the other constant for Houston is really good defense. The advanced metrics love Houston's defense. They're maybe the best in football, according to the EPA stats. So it's a styles make fights kind of a ball game. And going in, I was really rock solid on my pick. And with this line movement, I'm even more solid. You take the Bills, you lay the 4.5. Coo-coo-oosh.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey. And I picked the pick. Look at that. Look at you. Look at that.
I think all three of us picked the pick.
Well, it's actually wrong. I had it Bills minus 6 in my pool.
No,
so
Bills minus 4.5.
And that's why you always say, and it's one of the few things that you've said that I kind of believe and value, when something looks really funky, lean into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would this go from 6 to 4.5 over the course of 1.5 hours? I know how. Somebody went kaboom with a big chunk of cheese.
Somebody knows something.
Yeah, but doesn't mean that that's somebody's right.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yep.
That's true. No,
I feel bad because a good friend of mine, Daryl, is in Vegas, and he texted me earlier today, and I said,
wow,
you take the Bills, and you lay the 6, cuckoosh, and now it's 4.5.
Oh, no.
So, ooh.
Well, maybe he took a while to get there.
No, he already sent me a picture of the ticket.
Oh.
Because he said, give me a parlay. What? And I said, -6 to the under. I do think it's going to be a little bit of a rock fight.
Well, boy, that's an interesting...
Bills 21.
-6 to the
Texans
under.
Texans 14.
That's a... Okay. What
the
is
number's not mini. It's 44.5.
I think...
a pretty big number for a Houston defense.
I'm not saying you're going to be wrong. Anything can happen, but like a better would say, like if you're in favor of the Bills covering the number, that would lean to the over because you're expecting a lot of scoring. If you're expecting the Bills to do well offensively in order to cover a number like that, because
27-9 is an under.
Sure, but like
31-10 is an under.
But holding an NFL team to 9 or 10 points, no matter how good or bad they are, is really hard, especially in their home building.
Well, not when you're the Houston Texans.
Okay.
And you look they opened up with a 9 spot against the Rams.
I know.
They put up 19 against Tampa.
Yep.
They scored 10 against Jacksonville.
Right.
This team cannot score on you now.
You're picking their worst moments.
They had 26 against Tennessee, 44 against a Lamar-less Ravens team.
What do you want to set as the Texans over underline? Just their points.
The team total?
Yep.
I'd say it's probably about...
No, what do you think?
Oh, I think it would be 17.5. That's what I would set.
Mm-hmm.
I know the actual number's probably a little higher, but Davis Mills, Buffalo's D's not great. They're not terrible.
No, and Davis Mills has not been bad at all.
Yeah, they've been fine.
Yeah. He's been
They put up 16 against the Titans. Well, that's a big number.
I know.
Titans are terrible.
That's a typical rock fight battle between division foes.
Yep. I think the Thursday night games do tend to be lower scoring.
You're probably right, but I feel that for the Bills, too. Like, I saw Greg Cosell, our guy. You want to know what I saw him say? I saw this online earlier today. Josh Allen, sometimes we fall into the whole fantasy footballification of the whole thing.
Yep.
Josh Allen accounted for 6 touchdowns last week. I think it was 3 in the air and 3 on the ground.
Sure was.
And Greg Cosell came out today and he's like, yeah, I can make the case that Josh didn't play well. And I was like, thank you for saying it. You're right. He's right. The Bills are not playing good football. They're not. and there were quirks of the industry that sort of led to that last week. I know they scored 44 points. That whole thing got crazy. It was a lot of points. I think 76 points were scored in the game against Tampa Bay. But Josh Allen is turning the ball over a lot. Josh Allen does not have a lot of help. He is missing his tight end again. His wide receivers are non-existent, and the one who is supposed to be the best one is now a double healthy scratch. And I've always been sort of in a head-scratcher mode in terms of the way they use James Cook. I would get that guy more involved than they do sometimes.
Man.
But they fall in love, and I get why. They fall in love with, hey, Josh, snap the ball, and then here's what we want you to take. Do a pirouette, and then run over there, and then run over there, and then hock it downfield and see what happens. It's not good football. He's just a great, great player. But I feel like this game might be similar to when they went to Atlanta. You remember that game a few weeks ago? And everyone was like, what the hell was that stink burger?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. I'm going to fade you.
Yeah, I know. I got that. Yeah. I got that sense. All the clapping and carrying on. Yeah. James Cook, second in the league in yards rushing. So they use him a pretty good amount.
Yeah, they use him more. Like, they should use him more.
Man, trying to kill the guy?
No. I mean,
he's
I do.
He's third in the league in attempts.
I live in a city that has the guy that has the most touches.
Right.
I'd give him more. That's all. I'd get him more involved in the pass game than they do. I think he is a more dynamic bell cow than they allow him to be. And if it's because they're trying to, you know, save him from himself, maybe, whatever. But I look at these things in terms of how do you play your best and win your football game. And it's kind of like how the Niners use Christian McCaffrey. That's what I would do with James Cook.
Yeah, and they basically do. They don't throw it to him as much, but he runs it almost as much. And Buffalo 7-3. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
They're in second place.
Right.
They're the big old favorites out there, and they're in second place. You're listening.
Probably going to make the playoffs, though. I like chances.
No. They're going to make the playoffs. I don't know about those Chiefs, but, the Bills, yeah, they're going to make it. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.